I was coming back from Turkey. Five, 10, 15. So I carry this, all right? This is a phone, all right? But also it has my credit cards, cash, all right? So it's a phone wallet. It's a, you know. So I was coming back from Turkey, and I had a flight to Germany, landed in Germany, and was boarding, getting ready to board a plane for Switzerland. And so right as I'm boarding, there were people shoving and pushing each other, and they pushed themselves into me, and I was so conscious of getting on the plane, you know, walking down the ramp and getting a seat. So I get down there, and I find my seat, and I'm, you know, kind of getting settled, and then I realize it's gone. It's gone. Can't find it. And I'm like, you can't guard it, hardly go anywhere without credit cards in your phone. So I said to the flight attendant, I said, listen, you know, I think my phone fell out, or I think something that all that shoving. I said, you know, I'm missing my phone, my wallet, everything. Could somebody go take a look? So he goes directly to the pilot. He says, pilot, we're not going anywhere. See this man right here? This man is he's missing his phone in all of his credit cards, his wallet. So we're going to send out a search team. I'm like, whoa, okay. So I'm like, yeah, all right. I'm like, he tells the pilot, we're not going anywhere. I'm like, man, that's pretty bold, you know. So I thought for sure, you know, as they did, it's, and so, you know, 10 minutes go by, he comes back, he goes, Mr. Wills, I have five people doing the search. Listen, we could not find your phone wallet. So what are you going to do? What do you want to do? You can either deplane, get off here, go look for it yourself, or you can stay on the plane. I said, give me 1 minute. I'm like, Lord, I need a word from you. I need a word from you. And all of a sudden, I heard the word of the Lord come to me saying, everything's going to be okay. I want you to stay on this flight and go to Switzerland. And I felt this peace come over me. All right. And I'm like, okay. All right. So I told the flight attendant, hey, I'm staying on. He's like, you are? I said, yeah. He goes, well, okay. So the flight took off, and I'm sitting there going, I don't have my phone. I don't have my credit cards. I do have my passport. But I'm like, okay, Lord. Everything's going to be okay. So we land in Switzerland, and the flight was delayed. The airport had shut down. Ours was the last flight, and they were literally closing the doors. And when they closed down the airport, there's no Wi-Fi. So the airport shut down, so I had to sleep outside with the homeless. So all night long, I'm like, Lord, you said everything was going to be okay. I thought that's what you said. But I'm not getting too much sleep right now because I don't know these people and I don't know what their intentions are. And all I can do is take my backpack with my laptop and go, in the name of Jesus, right? So I'm bowling all of this stuff over. I'm like, Lord, I thought for sure by now, you know, I'm thinking, you know, you got your own thoughts and you got. So morning comes at 6 a.m. and all of a sudden lights turn on, the airport's open, Wi-Fi. All right. So I pulled my laptop out and I'm getting my laptop and I'm trying to reach my wife. Well, my wife is asleep. I'm trying to reach my kids. They're all asleep. Okay. And because it's 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. And so I finally, my daughter Jessica wakes up. She says, Dad, I said, tell Mom I don't have a phone. Tell Mom my credit cards are, we need to do something, okay? And she says, Dad, just go on your laptop, find my phone. Right? Y'all know that, right? Find my phone. You don't know? Okay, there's the, all right, so on your laptop, you know, I have a place, I find my phone. So I go on there and I'm looking, find my phone. And I was like, oh my gosh, the phone is in this airport. The phone is in this airport. And whoever has the phone is like 300 yards away. So I jump up, I put on my backpack, I have my laptop, I'm like, I'm going to get that guy. He's going to regret that he ever took my phone and my credit cards. Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I have the victory. Hallelujah. And I'm running through the airport, and I'm knocking into people. I'm saying, excuse me, sir, Scott, pardon me. And I'm going down the escalator. I'm going to another escalator. I'm going down to the bottom level, you know, where the baggage claim is, and I'm out the door. And I'm going, and I'm getting 100 yards away. And then I keep running and running. I'm like, man, I don't know what I'm going to say to that guy, but he's going to regret it. And I'm going to get my phone back in Jesus' name. You know, I've got missionary contacts. I've got stuff in here. I'm like, you can't replace this stuff, right? And so I'm all excited, you know, and finally I'm getting 50 yards, 40 yards away, and I can see only four individuals. I'm like, okay, it's one of them. And so one of them gets in a taxi and takes off. So I get 20 yards away, and I'm like, okay, I'm stop. I'm kind of refreshing my screen. And I go, oh no! The one guy jumped in the taxi is the guy that has my phone. Oh my gosh! No way! No way! I'm like, in the name of Jesus, devil, I want my stuff back! You know, I'm like, that now it really irritates me, it irks me, I'm mad now. So I run back into the airport and I find the airport police. And I'm like, hey, I'm showing them the laptop where the guy is at the first traffic light. I said, please, can you help me? This guy has my wallet, all right, my credit cards and my phone. He, you know, and I said, he's at the traffic light. Well, the three policemen are like, they're just pouring their coffee. They're just getting to work that day. And they're saying, oh, well, oh, that's what happened. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you know, there's only three of us this morning, and we're short-handed. I'm like, what do you mean short-handed? All right, jump in the car, okay? Get in the police car. Go. He's at the traffic light. Come on, one traffic light. How? They're like, oh, we're sorry. They're speaking French, you know. Sorry, but we're short-handed today. I'm like, no, you're not shorthanded. There's three of you. So they said, you want to fill out a police report? I said, yeah, I'll fill out a police report. Do you want the central police to get on it? I said, yeah, I want the central police to get on it. They call the central police, okay? And so I call them. I'm talking to them. I'm saying, this guy is two traffic lights away from the airport. Can y'all dispatch? And they're like, sir, we don't usually do that. And by the way, we're shorthanded today. I said, well, that's really great. Everybody is shorthanded today. So, and I'm like, well, meantime, my whole family is now awake. Four of my kids, my wife, they're watching the whole thing on their computers. This guy is moving, okay? Well, then 15 minutes later, he stops. And there's an address. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm telling, please, come on. There's an address. And they start laughing. And I'm like, what's so funny? He said, oh, well, he must be a drug addict because he's now in the prostitute section. I'm like, that's not funny. Okay, like this is my phone. Okay? And I'm like, Lord, you told me everything's, and I'm just having this whole thing, and then he stopped for a massage. He's at a massage parlor at 7:15 in the morning, and the police are laughing hysterically. They're like, we're not going to go there. We don't go those places. And what kind of massage do you think he's having? I'm like, look, he's got my phone, okay? And that's my credit card. And I got cash in there too, all right? So I'm with the police. I'm at the station for 2 hours. And they're having a ball, and I'm not. I'm like, every time they'd laugh, I'd go, I'm going to get that credit cards back in Jesus' name, in the cash too. Well, all along my kids are pinging the phone, right? Ping, ping, ping. So wherever the guy's going, the phone is just ping, 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 ping. And my son was praying. He says, Lord, every time I ping this phone, may it be like the trumpet of God that's sounding in the man's ears, you know. My daughter's praying, Lord, pray conviction, conviction, conviction of the Holy Spirit to come upon him and release that phone, you know. And I'm like, and then my wife is, she's trying to text him and says, dear sir, my husband is a very nice man. And he's a missionary, and we would just hate to have his phone lost or stolen. So would you please return his phone to him? I'm thinking, honey, get some boldness, okay? Don't be so nice. I'm like, I mean, this is in real life, okay? So 2 hours go by, and the guy, he's, I don't know if he's on a train or if he's on the Autobahn. He is flying. I mean, I'm watching him go from left to right on that computer screen, and he is going double time, triple time. I mean, well, he goes all the way, and he crosses the border into Italy. And at that point, the police said, Mr. Wilson, we're sorry. You're like, yeah, I know it's been a rough day, but it's beyond our jurisdiction. He's now in Italy. Nothing we can do about it, okay? So if it's possible, you just need to go to your gate and have a seat and enjoy the rest of your day. I'm like, enjoy the rest of my day? What are you talking about? And so I leave the police, and I'm like, okay. And, you know, you're questioning yourself, right? Did I hear the Lord right? So an hour passed, and I go sit down, and I'm at the gate. And I open up my laptop again. And now this guy has gone from Italy into France. I'm thinking, boy, this guy's traveling. Went from Germany to Switzerland, Italy to France. So I'm sitting there, and it's a permanent location. It's like I have an address in France. And I'm saying, well, maybe it's like 9 o'clock in the morning. It's like 9:30. I'm like, maybe that's his workplace. So I'm sitting there, and I'm, hey, Lord, you know, like, I thought you said everything was going to be fine. Well, I heard the word of the Lord come to me again saying, call the French police. Like, so I turned and I looked, and I saw this woman. It was an Asian woman. And Lord said to me, go talk to her. She's going to help you. She will call the French police. I said, do Asian people speak French? We'll find out, okay? So I went over to her and I said, lady, I said, you know, listen, I hate to bother you. You're going to think I'm the craziest person in the world. But listen, I'm in a bind, okay? You see my computer, my laptop, my screen. All right, this is where my phone is. This guy took my phone, my wallet, my credit cards, okay. And he's in this location in France. And I'm just wondering, would you mind calling the French police for me? She says, yeah, I'll call the French police for you. I was like, you will? She's like, yeah, I'll call the French police for you. I used to live in France, and I speak fluent French. I'm like, you do? She said, but I'll just warn you, the French police aren't very helpful. I said, well, I've already found out that the Switzerland police aren't that helpful either. So she says, but I do remember a time when we were living in France and my daughter got her bicycle stolen. And I called the French police and I said, you need to find her bicycle and bring it back to her. She said, 3 weeks later, they found the bicycle and they brought it back to her house. She looks at me and she says, you know what? You and I. She says, I believe we can do this. And then she makes this statement. I have faith for this. I said, did you say faith? I said, that's my language too. She says, yeah, I have faith for this. I'm like, well, glory to God, I have faith for this too. So she gets on her laptop. She's scrolling through all the police stations in France, one after the other. I mean, dozens and dozens and dozens. She says, I think I'll call this one. Okay. So she calls that one, and she says, officer, listen, I'm at this Switzerland airport. I have this gentleman from the United States, and he got his phone and his credit card stolen, and we have a location in France, wondering if you could dispatch a policeman to that location. And the guy in the middle of it says, ma'am, hold on 1 second. Time out for a second. Time out. He says this. He says, what does the phone wallet look like? She says, well, it's black. It's in a cover. All right. It's an iPhone. All right. And he says, what color are the credit cards? She says, oh, he says they're blue. And is there an ID? Yes. What's the name? Brian Wills. He says, ma'am, you're not going to believe this. But the moment you called this phone and I'm talking to you, a man walked in and slid this exact phone underneath my little window. And I'm holding the phone, the wallet, right here. And so she says to me, he's got it. I said, what? He says he's got it. I'm like, really? Is he sure that he's got it? And he says, yeah, he's sure. And she says, I'll set up a taxi for you. It's only 50 minutes from here, less than an hour, up in the French Alps. All right, he's holding your phone. I said, okay, well, time out before you get off the phone. All right. I'm looking at my laptop. I have the address. What? Find my phone. And then I said, well, what police station did you call? What's the address? She says, it's this. I said, well, wait a minute. That address is different than the address that I have on my laptop. So is he 100% certain? She says, yeah, he's 100% certain. I said, well, you know France. Is this address even close to this address? She says, no, it isn't. And I'm like, no. She says, listen, he's got it. He's got your phone. I said, okay, all right, praise the Lord. It doesn't make any sense, does it? All that matters is he has my phone. Okay, all right. So I get in a taxi. I go there. All right, and I show up in this little village, okay, in the French Alps. Beautiful, unbelievable place. All right, snow-capped. All right, and he hands me my phone. He says, c'est incredible. C'est incredible. Okay, you know, French. That's incredible, all right? He says, this doesn't ever happen. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Anyway, the policemen there at the police station, they couldn't believe it, right? So they all lifted up their hands like this, and they said, wee-wee, wow-wow, wee-wee, wow-wow, wee-wee, wow-wow. And I'm like, yeah, you're darn right, it's wee-wee, wow-wow, okay. So just when you've seen what you thought you could never see, okay, anymore, God shows up, and how many know he's more than enough, amen? And so I had everything was intact, my credit cards, my cash, nothing missing, okay? And so I say that this morning to each one of you. I know it's a crazy story. You guys are so good to just bear with me. Yeah. Our whole family played a part, so as we close, God has a word for each one of you for this year. I want to encourage you to press in. Get alone with the Lord. Okay. So just in closing, this is what I do, okay? So when I open up my Bible to read my Bible, okay, sometimes you can read chapter after chapter after chapter, but what I'm looking for each day is I'm looking for, like, if you've done this, you've read the Bible, then all of a sudden there's a scripture that pops out, right? That's what I'm looking for that daily scripture to pop out, because that's the word of the Lord for me for that day, all right? And so as you practice this, it's not so many, how many chapters you read. It's just like, okay, I just need one word from the Lord for today. So I'm looking for that connection. I'm looking for when the logos, you know, in the Rhema meet. And you can also do that in your prayer closet. Okay, as you're praying and sitting before the Lord, okay. All right. And in the Psalm 77, it says, I communed with the Lord. I communed with the Lord, and my spirit made diligent search. And as you're communing with the Lord in prayer, okay, all of a sudden, your spirit connects to a word from the Lord. That's what I needed to hear, right? Because the spirit of man is what? The candle of the Lord. Everybody just put your hand right on your spirit. Okay? Just put your hand right here. And let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you for these men. These men of God that you've placed here for such a time as this. And Father, I pray that you would download to them a word from the Lord. At your word, I will. Lord, that they would hear with the intention to obey. Lord, that as the word of the Lord comes to them, Father, they'll act on what they hear. And they'll do what you tell them to do. Lord, if there's those here today that have toiled all night and caught nothing, Father, I pray for increase. I pray that this year will be one of the best years of their life. Father, I pray for clarity of those that just have had trouble hearing your voice. Let your voice be louder and clearer. Amplify your voice. Make it loud and clear. Loud and clear like never before. Lord, that your sheep know your voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So, Lord, today we thank you for 2025. We thank you for blessing each and every one, each and every marriage, each and every family. And, Lord, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And all God's people said, what? Amen.